escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Last 4 years of the Cantrell administration, there's been a lot of friction between the city council of the city of New Orleans and the city administration under LaToya Cantrell relative to the city attorney representing both parties. And the frustration has grown over that four-year period of time, and there has been really a tug-of-war going back and forth as to what the role is of this city attorney and whether or not it should be changed. There was an ordinance that was passed by the city council on a 7-0 vote, and the mayor vetoed that, and the council overrode that veto with a 7-0 vote, and it looks like this is headed to a proposition that will be placed on the November ballot. It seems to be a really big issue right now as it relates to the governance of the city of New Orleans. So we thought it would be smart to reach out to someone who actually served in that position and has advised other mayors in a similar position. David Marcello, executive director of the Public Law Center. He served also as the City Services Coalition's policy director and the editor of a number of reports that they have put out and we have premiered here on this show as well. David, welcome to the show.
Hi, Neil. Good to be here.
David, I hope I laid that out and you're comfortable with the way that I laid that out.
Yes. That was a good summary. I guess we might start a bit by talking about the City Services Coalition. It's been active now for a couple of years, and our ambition is to try to come up with solutions for the delivery of basic city services. We've got a 217-page report that is posted on the website. Might make good bedtime reading. I'm sure it would help people drift off in the evening. But we like to think that it's got some good suggestions in it, and we hope that over the next several years, a lot of them will be incorporated in city government.
I read the report, and I did not fall asleep, and I do believe that there are some really sound recommendations there as a great template to start from. There are nuances, as you know better than most, in city government that it's not always, you know, a round peg and a round hole. But be that as it may, your thoughts about this friction relative to the city attorney and the role that individual plays?
Well, you mentioned the charter proposition that will be on the November 15th ballot. And, you know, one of its objectives is to diminish the conflicts that arise on occasion between mayors and city councils. It's been present in city government for a lot of years. I served in Dutch Morial's administration, and that was quite a fractious time in city government. And in fact, there were two innovations back during Dutch's administration that bear upon this charter proposition that people are going to have the opportunity to vote on in mid-November. Before Dutch, there wasn't a lawyer exclusively dedicated to the representation of the mayor, an executive council whose loyalty is to the mayor. And also, before that period of years in city government, there wasn't an in-house lawyer for the city council. Both of those things happened during Dutch's administration. And the executive council to the mayor and the in-house lawyer to the city council have been continued since then. And they assure that the mayor and the council are going to be represented in any event by their own lawyers. So let's turn to the city attorney. The city attorney's client is the city of New Orleans. It's a corporate body, the municipal corporation, City of New Orleans. And that is the principal party to whom the city attorney, and go further, all the lawyers in the law department owe their professional obligation to represent the city, the corporate body. Now, in most cases, they're going to represent the city of New Orleans, the mayor, and the council, because in most cases, there is agreement among all of those parties with the best interests of the city. The charter proposition is an effort to provide guidance when a conflict arises. There are instances where a mayor might have a different point of view, and that mayor's point of view will be represented by an executive council. The city council might have a point of view that is at variance with the city's interest, and in those cases, the independent legal counsel within the city council would represent their interests. But as I said, you know, a minute or so ago, in most cases, city attorney is going to, and the members of the law department, all the lawyers in the law department, are going to represent the city, the mayor, and the city council without a problem.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, obviously, there has been a number of situations that have come up, and they seem to be more frequent than ever before. How does the city attorney deal with an issue that the mayor directs the city attorney and says, look, I want to come up with a way to accomplish X, knowing full well that the council is opposed to the accomplishment of X? Is that something that should lie in the realm of the executive council for the mayor to develop a white paper, position paper, legal paper, or whatever, and submit it to the city attorney and allow the council's attorney to do the same thing and then figure out, you know, which one stands on all fours legally, whether that be with the the city code or the home rule charter or state law or federal law. But we seem to bypass these executive councils to have the city attorney embrace the ideology or whatever it may be that they want to push forward. And everyone knows that it always seems that if the city attorney says it, it carries more weight.
Well, I think most mayors would probably ask their executive council to take a first look at an issue that had some potential to be contentious. And then it might certainly move on to the city attorney and the members of the law department. These are real, as you know, devil in the details. These are all very fact-based analyses, so it's sort of hard to talk about it in a kind of global, generic way. But let me talk about one of the other things that changed city government activity pretty significantly. 2 years ago, voters approved a charter amendment to give the city council a direct role in confirming mayoral appointments as department heads. One of those department heads is the city attorney. And so it's been a practical reality now for 2 years, and we'll see it play out again in January of next year when new municipal leadership is inaugurated. City council members will have the city attorney designee sitting before them, and they will have a lot of questions about, you know, what do you do if this sort of a conflict arises or that one? If by then this charter proposition has passed, there will be very clear guidance on what should be done when conflicts arise. You know, there's a playbook of lawyers' professional ethics, as you know, as a lawyer, that is inches thick about how lawyers who represent corporations are to parse out their obligations when there's a conflict between the corporate interest and perhaps the chief executive of the corporation or perhaps the board of directors of the corporation. The charter proposition says look to those ethics opinions for guidance and, you know, bear in mind unambiguously that your client is the municipal corporation, the city of New Orleans. It's the kind of technical issue that probably stirs passions most energetically among lawyers, but it's very important because at bottom it's all about independent legal advice. I mean, to carry this corporate analogy a bit further, the citizens of New Orleans are essentially the shareholders of the corporate entity, the city of New Orleans. And it's in our best interests that when the city's interests are being represented, they are unambiguously represented by independent legal counsel. We don't want either side, executive or legislative, putting a thumb on the scales. We want the city to have its own best independent legal counsel. And that's what I think this charter proposition will accomplish. And, of course, the ultimate judgment is the voters. We'll see that outcome after November 15th.
Who, and I haven't read the proposal in its entirety, how does one get put up to be the city attorney?
Well, that hasn't changed, and it's been the case since the 1954 charter came into force. The mayor, in the past, has simply designated the city attorney, and that person served at the pleasure of the mayor. What's changed as of 2 years ago is that the mayor will now designate the person that the mayor wants to have serve as city attorney, and that person will go before the city council to get confirmed. And as I've said, the city council will probably have a lot of questions when that person appears about how would you handle this type of situation or that type. They're going to want to know going in that there's a good understanding about the importance of keeping the city's interests at the head of the line. That's who you represent, the city, and ultimately the shareholders, the citizens.
There's been a conflict sometimes as to activities by individuals and whether or not the city attorney's actually representing the interests of the city or the interests of the elected official. And mm-hmm. More recently, relative to a relationship that the mayor had and some individual citizen taking pictures. How would you ultimately resolve these issues where the city attorney actually represented the mayor? And these were personal acts, you know, outside the course and scope of the employment of the mayor. I mean, you're a public figure as the mayor, and I don't know just by simply being the public figure that would draw in all of your activities. There are activities that you engage in that are personal that have nothing to do in the exercise of your duties as mayor.
Well, when we started the City Services Coalition, we said, look, we're not getting embroiled in personalities and politics. We are not in the business of endorsing candidates. We're not, we're taking positions on issues that are helpful to the city, but not getting ensnared in the sort of back and forth contest that hasn't, I think, been well received by the public. So our focus is on moving forward with good changes, and thank you for the comments about our city services report. Some of the changes that we have in that we hope can be implemented even before the January 12th inauguration of the new mayor and many new members of the city council.
But I guess I would just simply ask, and what, you know, whether or not you would think there was any value of a committee appointed by, you know, the multiple law schools that are here, you know, to resolve these kind of issues, so you're not running to court and getting dragged into court and spending all kinds of money, you know, here as to whether or not there's an ethical issue there of you representing the individual elected person as opposed to actually looking out for the corporate body, the city of New Orleans.
Right. I think that's what the charter proposition will help to resolve going forward. I mean, I could complicate matters by saying, oh, well, we've got an attorney disciplinary board and they can certainly issue opinions, but I don't think it'll go that far, Newell.
Right.
I think
yeah.
that after the city attorney and the city council have had their dialogue on the way into office, there's going to be a much better understanding that some of the conflicts of the past are not going to be the pattern going forward. I mean,
well, let us hope so.
Yep.
I mean, you have to admit there's been a lot of wasted energy, right? I mean, it's just been crazy in some cases.
I think people are looking for simpler ways forward, and I think that's what our, you know, proposed charter proposition will accomplish, but we'll see.
Yeah. Simpler and cheaper, for sure. David Marcello,
amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Truly appreciate your time, your insight, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dale. You take care.
Thank
Bye.
You, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870. Stay with us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.